we will establish this morning the scriptural foundation for what we do. So open your Bibles, first of all, to the 14th chapter of John. Now, understand this. Beginning with the 12th chapter, you come to the 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th chapters of the book of John. That is the last Passover meal. And it's good to go through there and study the verse by verse and put yourself there. And John is right there in the bosom of Jesus, and so I just squeeze in there right by John. But I want to read you here the 21st verse. He that has my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Glory to God. Another basis for it, if you will. Well, hang on a minute. Let me get situated. Get my weapons. Thank you, Jesus. So, let's look as a basis here. We'll look first at Proverbs 4. Now remember, this is a book of covenants. And when it says he will, then he will. In fact, just hold up your Bible and just with much gusto. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
This is my Lord speaking to me.
This is my Lord.
I have what it says I have.
I have what it says I have.
I can do what it says I can do.
I can do what it says I can do.
It says I am healed.
It says I am healed.
By his stripes.
By his stripes.
So I am.
So I am.
I believe it.
I believe it.
I have it.
I have it.
It's mine.
It's mine.
I'm a believer, not a doubter.
I'm a believer, not a doubter.
Amen.
Amen.
So be it.
So be it.
Now glorify God. Hallelujah to his name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, Proverbs chapter 4, please. And we'll look, the fourth chapter of Proverbs, the third and the fourth chapter of Proverbs are especially powerful. And the fifth verse of the third chapter. Praise God. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. It said he will. He will. So I'm directed. Now all I need to do is listen. Amen. Now come over here to the fourth chapter. In the 10th verse, hear, O my son, that's daughters too, receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. Now, what have we learned? That's based on Genesis 6:3. Your years of your life being many, he's referring to 120 years. And Moses is the example. So, here's the way the Jews greet one another. Shalom, may you live to be 120 like Moses.
Yes, amen.
We should be doing that.
Yes.
Instead of, howdy, Or that's really more powerful than, well, just bless you, man. It's sure good to see you. No, shalom. Peace. Nothing missing. Nothing broken. Shalom is translated prosperity. It's translated as well-being. It's a powerful word in the Hebrew language. May you live to be 120 like Moses. I love it. Praise God. Now, come on over here to the 20th verse. My son, attend to my words. Now, what does that mean? Well, attend to it. I have business I need to attend to. Yes, sir. And this business is the business. Yes, sir. This book is the business. That needs to be first. Now, what happens when you do that? Well, the second step is right there. Attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Put his word first, but I'm inclined to believe this instead of what someone else said about it. I heard this several months ago, a young man, and he's young, and he said this to a very, very close friend of mine, and he was working for him. And he said, I'm going to go to work for someone else. And he said, why? He said, well, I just can't support the word of faith anymore. Really? Well, and then when he told me that, I said, since I've been around this long, I pretty well know what he's about to say, but why? I said, does he think that I'm wrong? He said, yes. Does he think Brother Hagin's wrong? Yes. Does he think Jesus is wrong? He said, well, I guess he does. See, he wasn't inclined to believe that. So you know what the bottom line of it was? Well, I just don't believe it amounts to that much about what you say. You just say whatever you need to, or whatever, you know, after all, this is the way it is, that's the way it is. Well, that's what the Lord told Brother Hagin. My people are saying what they have. And then Charles Capps preached on that powerfully. Calling things that be not as though they were is what God does. So he said, don't call the dog when you want the cat. You say, here, kitty, 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 and the cat's standing out there. Everybody said, well, what's the matter, you dummy? The cat's here. He said, yeah, but I call it like it is. Well, the dog's not coming. And you saying, kitty, 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 when the cat's already there. Now, let me touch on calling things. God said to Abram, I have made you the father of many nations. I did that. So that's what you are. He put Jesus in a place to bear our sicknesses, carry our diseases, and by his stripes we are healed, and made us well. Now let me demonstrate what I'm talking about. Napoleon always wrote he was a small man in stature, but he rode a powerful stallion horse. He was reviewing the troops, and that horse bolted. And this young man jumped out of the ranks and grabbed that horse, and he said, thank you, Captain. He said, sir, I'm but a private. No, sir. Captain, you will ride at my side. Where did that come from? He had the authority to make him a captain, and he did it. World War II, a man by the name of Robert Scott, he wrote the book, God is My Co-Pilot, for those of you that like that kind of thing. Anyway, and then later they made a movie of it. Well, he was an outstanding pilot, and he was an outstanding leader. And the war broke out, and they needed commanders. And he was a major. So, in the Army Air Forces, major, lieutenant colonel, then full colonel. He was a major. And the general said, Scotty, I need you to be a full colonel. He said, I need you to have the rank because I'm going to put you over this unit and you need to be a colonel. So now you are a colonel. He made him a colonel. God made Abram the father of many nations. And he became Abraham. He changed his name and he put his name in covenant right in the center. So this book that we have, we're reading blood-backed words here. Where all of this in the first covenant is a picture of Jesus. All of it. The first part of this book there's 400 years here. And this part of it here is all fulfilled in these 27 books here. And this is where we are. This is the reason this part of my Bible has so much wear on it. And it's the sweet blood of Jesus that brought every bit of it to pass. And every word that I speak this morning coming out of this book are blood-backed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So, now, let's continue. Attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Now look. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep the book in front of you. See yourself with it rather than without it. See yourself healed. See yourself well. See yourself very, very prosperous. See yourself out of debt. See yourself that way. Meditate on that. Call yourself that. Amen. I call myself that. Hallelujah. The 127th Psalm. It is vain to rise up early and sit up late and feeding on the bread of sorrows and toilings, for he gives his beloved sleep. So sleep is a gift. And long time ago, because all my life I had sleep problems. And I mean, even just as a young boy, I had sleep problems. And, but then I found out that I could call myself asleep. So in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I am sound asleep. Thank you, Lord, that I am fast asleep before you go to bed. I am asleep. Glory to God. It's a gift. And I have sleep scriptures that I wrote them down and just have them scotch taped on my nightstand right there next to my bed. You missed a chance to say, that happens to me all the time. Well, we're not done here yet. Now, this is the foundation upon which this service is built today. For they are life. Say, they are life. Say, they are my life. They are life unto those that find them. How do you find them? You meditate on them. You think about them. And I use aviation a lot because it's such a big part of my life. And it started as a very, very young boy. But then later, when I got in the ministry, the Lord dealt with me on it. And he said, now, this used to be your God. And he said, I went before him and I said, I'll never fly again if that's what it takes, because I put you first. And it was several days. And I thought, well, that's just over. That's just out of my line, because this is more important, far more important. I love it. It's just part of my being to fly an airplane. But this, listen, no. And I went for a while there. And I wasn't expecting to hear this. But suddenly in prayer one day, he said, all right, I'm going to give it back to you. But you put me first. And he said, when you fly, you believe me. And you're working for me now. And you're flying for me now. And he said, you need to change your attitude about some things. And he said, I don't care if you're just repositioning the airplane and from one airport to the other, you plan the flight. Don't just jump, just kick the tires and light the fires. It's just, you plan it. Like somebody said, most people have wrecks within 25 miles of their home. Well, that doesn't mean move. No, that's not what they're saying. What they're saying is, here, you be about your wits. You get close to home, it gets very familiar. Amen. And I don't care if you're just going around the block, fasten a seatbelt. The small details. This is what he's talking about here. You find it. You find it and you do it. And once you have found something, once you have found it, keep it. Don't let it slip. Now here you go back over to the book of Hebrews. These precious promises, don't let them slip. How do you let them slip? By not reading them. Now, it's amazing how you can read something many, 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 many times and quote it and quote it and quote it and quote it, and then you go back and get the actual material and find out how much of it you changed. I've done it with songs. Songs that I have sung and performed, and I've recorded them. And then go back and listen to the record. I didn't realize I changed that. But over a period of time, I did. It just happened. Well, don't let it just happen to these healing scriptures. Amen. Dodie Osteen, Joel Osteen's mother, she and John called Gloria and me. They informed us that she'd been diagnosed with cancer of the liver. And they said, it's fatal. It's just gone so far that it's just fatal. So we prayed and agreed. Well, once they gave her that diagnosis, she never did go back to the hospital. But she got her healing scriptures. And that's what most of these tabs are in my Bible. And she published all of those healing scriptures. We'll use a number of them today. And she would get up in the morning and she'd read them, not memorize them, read them. She would put it in her eyes. Don't let them depart from your eyes. And so she read them. And she said she would get so weak during the day, but she refused to go to bed. And she would read those scriptures 3 times a day. And she would read them. 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 And she is still alive and well today, even though John is already gone to heaven. Dodie is still going strong. And she still tells Joel what to do. Amen. They're such sweet people. Yes. Glory to God. And Gloria and I were privileged to be there at her 75th birthday. And just vibrant, just full of the Spirit of God. Sits right down there in the front and just looks at Joel. That's the way she did John. She'd say, no, no. Lovely, lovely, sweet people. They are life to those that find them. Now, here's where I wanted to get. And health, I have a little number 3 out beside this in my King James Reference Bible. And it says medicine. Medicine to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from you a froward mouth and perverse lips put far from you. You're going to have to put these promises in your mouth and keep them there. Amen. Spend time in it so that it becomes medicine to your flesh.
My name is Raisha, and I'm from here in Fargo. This is my son, Elijah. He's 2.5. When he was about 1 year old, he loves airplanes and microphones, obviously. When he would hear the airplane, he'd get really excited. He'd say, pain, pain, like I knew he meant plane. And he would say, Mama. Yeah. And when he was 1 year old, he was told to shut the F up by someone in the family. And from that day, he just kind of stopped really talking and babbling. He just kind of kept quiet, played by himself. And when we were sitting in the second row this morning for healing school, he said, Mama, and he hasn't said it in a very long time, for at least a few months. And he finally said, Mama, and I just started crying. And now he's a lot more vocal.
I told my mom and grandma we had to come and I wasn't leaving until he was healed. And I believe that this is his healing and he's going to keep talking and he's going to keep singing.
Praise God. You know what it sounds like to me? You got a little preacher on your hand. And I learned from Brother Hagin, I've been redeemed from the curse of death. And a little before Christmas of the next year, we were debt free!
Join us for the Omaha Victory Campaign with Kenneth Copeland and Jerry Savelle, October 27th through the 29th. Register today at kcm.org/omaha.
The enemy may be telling you, you can't live through this disease. You'll be dealing with this pain forever. But that's a lie. God's word says that by Jesus' stripes, you were healed, so you can live long and strong. With the MP3 disc, Be Made Whole, Live Long, Live Healthy, renew your faith and rejuvenate your life. These 3 messages by Gloria Copeland are also available on digital download. Learn how you can receive your wholeness, why walking in love is important to your health. and how the authority you have as a born-again believer frees you from sickness. Walk in the blessing that Jesus bought and paid for you to have. Take hold of the Word of God. Speak the truth over your body, your mind, the situation, and your family. Jesus is your healer. He wants you to be made whole. You have been redeemed from the curse. Take hold of this powerful truth and discover all that God has made available through Christ Jesus. Request your free copy of Gloria Copeland's series entitled Be Made Whole, available on MP3 disc at kcm.org/victory offer. Or when you call 877-615-4267. Offer good for 60 days. If you are outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. God wants you well, and His will is for you to be healed and made whole. This week on the broadcast is Healing School with Brother Copeland, and we're learning how to attend to God's Word to receive our healing. Jesus defeated all of death, hell, and the grave and gave you the victory. As a child of God, you've been redeemed from the curse of the law, which is death, poverty, and every form of sickness and disease. You now live in the blessing of the Lord, where you have access to God's life, His healing, and abundance. According to God's Word, you've been given the authority to call things that be not as though they were. So be bold as you stand on the Word, fully persuaded that God is able to do what He's promised. Now, if you've never attended a KCM Healing School service, we have one coming up next week. Make your plans to be at the Omaha Victory Campaign, October 27th through the 29th in Omaha, Nebraska. Brother Copeland and Jerry Savelle will be preaching the Word of God. And this is a great opportunity to be totally immersed in the Word and receive what you need from God in an atmosphere of faith. The Omaha Victory Campaign is free to attend, so register today at kcm.org/events. Be sure to request your gift from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. It's the audio series called Be Made Whole. Request your free copy on kcm.org and add it to your faith library. This is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we sure love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.